This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look at another one of the most important verses in the whole Bible. For the next 4 minutes, let's analyze a vital Bible verse that, if properly understood, can change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's verse, Leviticus 19:11. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Last night, my wife and I went shopping for a raincoat. We visited a number of stores and finally found one that was the right size, style, color, and price. After my wife made her selection, I told the clerk we'd take it and wrote out a check. The clerk took the check and my driver's license and made the proper notations. Then she made a phone call to some central security office that takes the information and gives the okay. The clerk returned and asked for my license again. It seemed that she had to have it in her hand when she talked to this mysterious someone on the phone. After quite a long delay, the clerk returned with the license, said all was in order, gave us the package, and apologized for all the hassle. I assured her I understood, and I did. But through it all, it occurred to me that if the whole world lived by the 12 words of this verse, it would be a different world altogether. These 12 words, if applied, would make life so much simpler. This morning, a letter came in the mail asking me to call the Denver office of an insurance company with regard to an accident to our car. It was smashed into the other night as it was parked in front of the house. The lady on the phone told me they would send an appraiser to look at the damage, and then they would issue a check. I asked her what I should do if the check didn't cover the cost. She said to have the body shop contact the appraiser, and they would make an adjustment. Fine. Then I asked her what I was supposed to do if the check was too much, if it was more than the body shop charged us. There was a long pause, and then she said in a surprised and yet subdued voice, "You know, I've never been asked that question before." Is honesty really the best policy? It seems that the world in general would agree in principle, but disagree in practice. In this verse, the Lord forbids stealing, cheating, and lying. As Christians, we abide by these commands, and yet we live in a world that is out to get us. Our house was broken into. We've had 2 bikes stolen from out in front of our home. In grade school, I spent my Saturdays in the city dump collecting copper, tin, and aluminum to sell to the junk dealer in Council Bluffs. I remember the shock I had when I discovered he was cheating and lying to me. I was trying to get enough money together to buy a suit to go to my aunt's funeral, and the guy cheated me out of about half of what I should have gotten. I cried for over an hour. What is our reaction to all this? What does the kid in school do when he has to compete for grades with kids who cheat? The answer is simple. You remember what God said and live by it. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. This vital Bible verse is just one of 60 carefully selected scriptures that are contained in our scripture memory course. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship